that's who Christ is to those that God has saved, to those that are part of his family. I've told you this story before. I read it years ago, but this was back when Russia, and I know there's still persecution going on there, but this was back when they actually were hunting down anybody that even named the name of Christ. And I still remember the story of a lady that was all wrapped up on a cold winter night, and she was going to a secret meeting where this small group of people met together just to be able to read portions of the word with a candlelight in secret. And she got stopped by some of the Secret Service, the Russian police. And they asked her where she was going. Now, if you were in that situation, what would you say? Do you lie? Do you... But the Lord gave her the wisdom to say, I have an elder brother who died, and I'm going to the reading of the will. I'd like that. And they said, well, condolences. Whoop. Off she went. Did she lie? No. Every time we meet, it's for the reading of the will. And we're gathered here just like you would a lawyer, an attorney. Someone's died and left you their goods. Now we're going to read the legal document to who are the ones to whom this was left. And there might be some people showing up that are extended family members. And they go all excited and sit down, and they don't hear their name mentioned. They can go away mad. But you know what? It still doesn't change the legality. The will is the will. It's up to the testator to determine who it is that they will leave their inheritance to. We're heirs, we're co-heirs with Christ because of his life and his death. We've cast out devils and in the name of Christ. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that this is their drug. No, that's in the name of Jesus. And they fill stadiums. Well, read what Christ has to say about all that. They're no different than these husbandmen. Their interest isn't in pointing sinners to Christ in their need. They don't even preach Christ as he is in Scripture. It's another Jesus. And the Lord said, and they say to the Lord, in thy name done many wonderful works. Boy, isn't that the slogan of the day, going out and doing good works in the name of Jesus. We're going to open up soup kitchens. We're going to send missionary groups across the world. We're going to build buildings, schools, many wonderful works in the name of the Lord. But what does he say? Then will I profess unto them, notice, I never knew you. Those that God has known, he's known from eternity. Those that are his were put in Christ even before the foundation of the world, that he should come and lay down his life to save them, that God might be just and justified. The Lord says to these, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's an amazing statement right there, because when you look at what they profess and what they do, it's in the name of Jesus. And yet the Lord calls them workers of iniquity. And the reason is, just like these husbandmen right here, to do anything in the name of Christ and not give him all of the glory. I'm talking about all of the glory is to be a worker of iniquity. And that's where the divide comes. I've had people say to me, well, I can come so far with you, but I can't go that far. Really? Well, then you haven't come far at all, because this gospel, this word of God does one thing, gives Christ all of the glory. He will rest in his love. That word rest means to be silent in his love. There's nothing you can do to offend him. That's an amazing thing. God's not reacting to those for whom Christ paid the debt. He rests in that love. He will joy over thee with singing. Some of God join over those that Christ would redeem. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. That's the redeemed number of sinners in every tribe, kindred, and tongue. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. When did he turn back the captivity of the church? Well, Scripture says he took captivity captive when he rose from the grave. Salvation accomplished. Sinners justified and glorified in Christ.